but you got some pretty nasty response to
it. Got three very unfavorable ones, and the column is about the fact that federal workers have, in their 401k plan, the thrift savings plan, they have about $10,000 more on average than the typical person in the private sector with a 401k plan. And one of the reasons for that is not that they're any smarter or they're investing harder, but one of the reasons for that is that they get this match from the government of up to 5%, and that is very unusual in the private sector. You know, ours doesn't have it, and the last place I worked, there was no match, and before that, the Washington Post, I think it was 3% and it went to 4%, but 5% match is very generous. So one fellow took umbrage with the, he said, we know that. And he said, don't tell the rest of the world, in effect, because you're piling on. He said, you're like the Tea Party folks. You're piling on and showing that we have all these better deals than the people in the private sector. We know, which wasn't my intention at all, obviously. But, you know, perception is everything, and that's what he thought. I got a very long, this guy was really worked up about it, about the whole thrift savings plan. And I don't even know where to begin with it, but he said the thrift plan is not well run. The people involved in it don't care about federal workers, which is interesting because
they're all federal workers.
Yeah. And Congress is in it, you know.
Yeah.
and he said, a number of people before this and since this have said they don't have any investment in gold. There should be a gold fund. And, you know, the argument there is that the TSP, they don't want to get into sector funds because they're too volatile, too risky.
Well,
like REITs.
The whole point of the thrift savings plan is that they don't do bubbles.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
They didn't do the REIT bubble, as you mentioned.
Right.
They didn't do the dot-com bubble in the 90s. And they're not doing the gold bubble now.
Yeah.
And that bubble's going to pop.
Yeah.
I mean, the trajectory, if you look at it, it's getting ready to pop, I think.
Well, one woman, and she wasn't coming on the column so much as the gold thing, but she said, when I get out of the government, when I retire, I'm going to take all my money out and put it in gold, a gold fund. And I wrote back, and again, I'm not trying to be flippant, but I know the theory of money. I mean, the government prints two bills. One says $1 on it, and the other says $100 on it. And I can spend the one in one place and the hundred in another. So I know the theory of money, at least a little bit. But I don't like the idea of sending somebody $10,000 and saying, invest this in gold, and then they send me back a certificate that says, we've invested it in gold, and we're holding it here for you, you know, in Portsmouth, Ohio or something. If I want gold, I want it under the bed or in a safe deposit box. But it is very funny how emotional people get about the thrift savings plan. And there's a group, and we haven't heard from them in a long time, by the way, but there was a group of, I think they figured it, looking at their records, 4,000 to 5,000 people who are in effect day traders. And these are mostly men, seems to be, and they trade at work, you know, and they move with the market, and they try to time the market and guess what's going to happen. And they must have had a wild time last week, you know, falling 670 some points in one day. And then it ended the week only 1.5% off or something.
Yeah.
It was a still
very
going
small.
Down, not good, but not the end of the world that some people saw it on Monday.
The whole thing about the gold deal that I don't understand. Your old friend Alan Roth was on the show last week.
Okay.
And he pointed out something that you and I have talked about before, and that is owning gold for currency purposes assumes that the entire economy collapses and that printed paper currency is no longer accepted by anybody.
Yeah.
In which case, we're going to have, I think, a lot bigger problems than being able to have gold bars to keep your neighbor out of your pantry. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the thing too, again, don't mean to be flippant in this, but if I have a gold bar and it weighs 3 ounces or 6 ounces, whatever, if I go down to the 7-Eleven and say, I want to get a six pack and a dozen eggs, what's he going to give me in change? Is he going to cut off a piece of that bar, or is he going to say, That's what it costs, what you've got in your hand.
That's how they did it in colonial times.
Exactly. Good old days. And remember, they actually cut coins in those days. You'd get a coin and they'd cut it in at least four pieces.
That's why it's called bits.
That's right.
Four bits.
Yeah. But, I'm with you. If it's that bad, that we're not accepting paper currency. I don't know if I ever told you the story, but a friend of mine, his father lived in the, Mount St. Helens area, mm-hmm. and was there when the volcano exploded.
Uh-huh.
It was in the 1980s or something. Major catastrophe. We were all excited about it for a few weeks because we got dust clouds here, and there was fear of global cooling. You know, but anyhow, it passed for us, but it kept on there. It was a permanent part of life, and people couldn't get gasoline because the grit from the volcano, that very fine pumice soil, got into everything. ATM machines didn't work. Nothing worked. And this guy was just back from Washington State, and he handed me something, and I thought it was a piece of cloth. And he handed it, he said, look at this, and I did, and it was a check, a personal check written, you know, from Mike Causey to Francis Rose, that kind of thing. And
I like those, by the way.
Yes, okay, I'll check in the mail. But this one had been endorsed by about 25 people. So it was a check for $10, good, presumably when I gave it to you or you gave it to me. Mm-hmm. And then other people just passed it on and used it as currency, mm-hmm. because they couldn't get money. But that's this gold thing. That's what it reminds me of. I really would like to have gold, like mm-hmm. to have a lot of it, but I'm not quite sure what I'd do with it.